Scientists had only barely absorbed the surprising news that most of our DNA doesn't do anything, when even more unexpected findings began to turn up. First in Germany and then in Switzerland, researchers performed some rather bizarre experiments that produced curiously unbizarre outcomes. In one, they took the gene that controlled the development of a mouse's eye and inserted it into the larva of a fruit fly. The thought was that it might produce something interestingly grotesque. In fact, the mouse eye gene not only made a viable eye in the fruit fly, it made a fly's eye. Here were two creatures that hadn't shared a common ancestor for 500 million years, yet could swap genetic material as if they were sisters. The story was the same wherever researchers looked. They found that they could insert human DNA into certain cells of flies, and the flies would accept it as if it were their own. Over 60% of human genes, it turns out, are fundamentally the same as those found in fruit flies. At least 90% correlate at some level to those found in mice. We even have the same genes for making a tail, if only they would switch on. In field after field, researchers found that whatever organism they were working on, whether nematode worms or human beings, they were often studying essentially the same genes. Life, it appeared, was drawn up from a single set of blueprints. Further probings revealed the existence of a clutch of master control genes, each directing the development of a section of the body, which were dubbed homeotic, from a Greek word meaning similar, or Hox genes. Hox genes answer the long bewildering question of how billions of embryonic cells, all arising from a single fertilized egg and carrying identical DNA, know where to go and what to do. That this one should become a liver cell, this one a stretchy neuron, this one a bubble of blood, this one part of the shimmer on a beating wing. It is the Hox genes that instruct them, and they do it for all organisms in much the same way. Interestingly, the amount of genetic material and how it is organized doesn't necessarily, or even generally, reflect the level of sophistication of the creature that contains it. We have 46 chromosomes, but some ferns have more than 600. The lungfish, one of the least evolved of all complex animals, has 40 times as much DNA as we have. Even the common newt is more genetically splendorous than we are, by a factor of 5. Clearly, it is not the number of genes you have, but what you do with them. This is a very good thing, because the number of genes in humans has taken a big hit lately. Until recently, it was thought that humans had at least 100,000 genes, possibly a good many more, but that number was drastically reduced by the first results of the Human Genome Project, which suggested a figure more like 35,000 or 40,000 genes, about the same number as are found in grass. That came as both a surprise and a disappointment.